It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We start things off the way we always do on Fridays with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And Lee coming off of another winning week. Good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. It's going to be fun. Some weird games, college football and the NFL, teams that don't normally play each other, but that's what makes it interesting. Whoever thought that Tennessee and Oklahoma was going to be the big game of the weekend?
Oh, it's the SEC opener. That sounds so weird. Tonight, Lee, we got a little Syracuse-Stanford action in the ACC, buddy. Who doesn't love that? You just got to throw the records out when these two long-heated rivals get together. All right, let's start with the games here. Steelers have a big one this weekend. We'll get to all the games of note locally. Miami, a 17-point favorite, taking on USF. How do you see this one playing out?
So I thought that this line was going to be probably 12.5, 13. The hype on Miami is so big. I mean, I even saw one publication put out that Cam Ward would probably be the number one pick in the draft. So let's not get carried away after three games. USF has played Alabama tight the last 2 years. They were leading by a point and trailing by a point going into the fourth quarter in each of those games. The problem with them is they play a hurry-up offense. And when you play a hurry-up offense against a team that has more talent, more depth, eventually usually lose the game. So you want to try to limit the possessions to 8, 9, 10 possessions. When you're playing 14, 15 possessions, usually the better team wins. But their quarterback, Byron Brown, I mean, this kid's dynamic. 26 touchdown passes last year. He ran for 800 yards and 11 touchdowns. Miami has not faced a dual-threat quarterback here. They're going on the road. I think their linebackers can also get a little exposed in coverage, and I think USF will take advantage of that. I think Miami will eventually win the game 35-23, but I think 17 points is just a little too much.
The big game of the college football weekend, as we were talking about, Lee, the Volunteers taking on the Sooners. Josh Heupel going back home to where he won a national championship. The Volunteers are given 7 points to Oklahoma.
So here's what's crazy. If Tennessee was at home, I would lay 14 points and take Tennessee.
Wow.
But on the road, this Nico, the quarterback, pretty special kid, and he's got 6-7 really good receivers. I don't know how they're going to perform. And based on last year on the road against ranked opponents, they did not do well. They lost by 14 points at Alabama, lost by 29 at Missouri. The look-ahead line on this game last week before Tennessee won 71-0, and they've now outscored opponents, I don't think I've ever seen this, 191-13, went from 3.5 to 7. Oklahoma still is a quality team. They haven't put it all together. They look good in the first half, at least last week. I know that Josh Heupel's going back to where he played and won a national title, where he was fired, so he'll have extra motivation. But I just think the moment's going to be really tough for them, and I think their two cornerbacks are really weak. I think they're going to get exposed here. I'm going to go with a wrong team favorite, Oklahoma outright, 30-28, and I'm going to tell you, play half the wager on Oklahoma plus the 7, and another half on the money line plus 220.
Wow. Lee, all right. Okay. First Lee bomb of the day. Let's go.
Okay. Lee, Pittsburgh, my Pitt Panthers, taking on Youngstown State. Could be the first time since they've joined a conference, Pitt, to be 4-0 in their non-conference schedule. They're given 26 points tomorrow.
Wow. I mean, that come-from-behind win was crazy last week.
You like
that?
Yeah,
I mean, they look great. I mean, Holstein, this quarterback, is something special. He throws for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. He runs for 59 yards. receivers spreading it around. Yeah. He's got three receivers he's getting the ball to. Reading defenses, special teams also playing at a high level here. And Youngstown State lost last week. That's right, lost to Duquesne 28-25. They've even lost to Villanova. So they've got some real problems here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Pitt big here, 52-17.
Baltimore, now moving on to the NFL, Lee, a slight favorite on the road taking on the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what happens? They must have just relaxed. I mean, I had a friend tell me what happened. He turned the TV off and went to another game, but that's what can happen sometimes in the NFL if you relax. Give the Raiders credit, but I still think Baltimore's a really quality team. Now, I think they missed their defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, some, but Dallas has no running game. Ezekiel Elliott is their starting running back. Baltimore has rushed for at least 100 yards in 35 straight games. I think they need to give the ball more to Derrick Henry, and then once they've softened up teams, then use more play action. So we'll see what shakes here, but I think just the Dallas defense is also not the same here. So if they're able to run the football, it's going to be able to keep the heat off Lamar Jackson. Should be a fun game, but I like Baltimore, 27-23.
All right, Steelers are giving a point to the Chargers.
Yeah, and I just think that Fields is the right guy in this game here. I think that he's going to be able to make enough plays here. Pittsburgh knows what they're going to face. They're going to face a lot of runs here. Chargers have run the ball 59% of the time, highest in the NFL. J.K. Dobbins, probably an early candidate for comeback player of the year, leading the NFL in rushing. I just don't think the Chargers receivers down the field pose enough threat here to hurt Pittsburgh if they're forced to pass the ball enough. So I think Pittsburgh's defense is going to come up with a couple big plays, maybe even the special teams. Let's keep riding Pittsburgh, 21-16.
All right, Lee, you had a winning record last week, as you so often do. What's the free play this weekend, big guy?
Free play is going to be North Carolina and James Madison. North Carolina is laying 10 points. Is this going to be a blowout, or is this a trap line? First 10 callers get North Carolina and James Madison on me. 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741 to get that North Carolina-James Madison game for free. And this is the weekend everyone's waiting for. It's a world-famous Baker's Dozen. Normally, got to be a monthly or season subscriber. You can come on board this weekend. It's 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday, $97. And we've had some 12-1, 11-2, and 10-3 records on this promotion. I am so sure I'm going to produce a winning record, 7-6 or better, or you get next week's card for free. I'm also going to throw in baseball. We're on a 19-5 run in baseball.
Whoa.
That's right. We had the Dodgers. Our play yesterday was the Dodgers. Team total over 4.5 runs. They smashed that. Ohtani had 10 RBIs. They won 20-5. You're going to get the baseball selections through Sunday for free. So you're going to get probably 32, 35 selections through Sunday, football and baseball for free. And we're guaranteeing we're going to produce a winning card or next week is free. How do you get the Baker's Dozen? Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you are the man. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend. Be safe, guys.
You too.
Thanks, Lee.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.